Welcome to the Sales Acceleration Show, where we talk about the science of selling across the areas of demand generation, sales, and sales operation. This show is about doing. We focus on real problems, real solutions with real people, all dedicated to accelerating sales.
I'm Gabe Larson.
And I'm Steve Ehrer. Let's dive in.
Sales, marketing, operations, all things coming at you here at the Sales Acceleration Show. Gabe Larson, Steve Ehrer.
How you doing, Gabe?
Not too bad. Today we're going to dive in. We've got some fun stuff to talk about, a little bit different. I think I say that every time.
Well, every time it is a little different.
This time it's actually really is a little bit different, as we've got a guest coming to us, not a place that you
generally think about inside sales.
I thought this would be interesting. Diego and I connected, you know, through different means. He actually saw a webinar that I did. But Diego Wagner is coming from Brazil. Diego, how are you?
I'm really good. Gabe, thank you for having me here. You also, Steve.
Yeah, well, we're excited because Diego, and he's going to introduce, I do want you to introduce yourself, Diego, and tell us a little bit about what you do, but Diego had actually watched a webinar of mine. Diego runs a podcast, actually.
Yeah, I heard that.
For inside sales in Brazil, and so I wish I would have went down there. I went on his podcast, and I said, hey, you got to return the favor. I want to hear about all things inside sales in Brazil. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, Diego, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you do. And then we'd love to hear one interesting fact about you.
Sure, Gabe. Thanks for the nice introduction. I live on the south of Brazil in a beautiful island called Florianópolis. I graduated myself in mechanical engineering, but I never really get deep in this field. I was always in my graduate student, in my life as a graduate student, working with startups and entrepreneurship. In the past 5 years, I'm working with digital startups. I start 2 marketplaces in Brazil in the first 3 years working in this field, but they was not really. It's not like a really deep experience or a successful experience. In the past 2 years, I deep dive in inside sales and found MeTime. MeTime is my company here in Brazil. And we developed technology for inside sales team, pretty much like you guys do in insidesales.com. And last month, we released an inside sales benchmark made with Brazilian companies. Like to get a general picture of how Brazilian companies are performing with inside sales strategy. And to tell a little bit about me, like a fun fact, I may be the only Brazilian guy you guys will ever know that don't like soccer.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Do the police know?
Yeah. Have you told your friends and family members this tragic lie? What's the reason? You just you didn't play it growing up? You just don't like it?
Yeah, my family and friends know about that.
Good. So you've come out of the closet about this issue. That's good to know.
Yeah. And it's a kind gesture of them. Do you still talk with me about that? It's only, I don't think, I was never good in any sport, not basketball, volleyball, but particularly with soccer, I was terrible. So, and I was only like the last guy they picked me for the team in school. So I think that made me like a bad impression of the sport. And I just don't like it.
Wow.
Well, there's plenty to do in Florianópolis other than soccer or football.
My goodness, yeah.
So
yes, you can go to the beach. You can go to the beach. Or it's a is a pretty good like place in Brazil to start a startup.
Yeah, that's like, interesting because it's just good weather. Well, yeah. If you ever need Steve or I to come down and...
I am more than willing.
We would sacrifice our time and talents to do that.
We will
visit.
Absolutely. As we look outside and it's rainy and, you know, the leaves are falling over here and thinking about going to Florianopolis. Yeah, I'll do that.
I'd do that, yeah. Well, let's get into the real conversation here. Instead of being jealous about Brazil, Diego had mentioned a study that they had done in Brazil, and we thought it'd be interesting for our listeners just to kind of see the breadth that Inside Sales has, some of the cool things. We had a discussion you know about India not too long ago. We wanted to kind of give our listeners the glimpse into South America, particularly Brazil today, and maybe glean some insights there. So it sounds like, Diego, there was some really interesting things that came out of this sales benchmark study focused on Brazil, benchmarking against Brazil. Maybe give us a high level of some of the findings and we can dive into those.
Sure. A couple of things that we find is that inside sales operation in Brazil are in some aspects really different from the US. Let me deep dive on that. First, compensation. So we found that in many studies that we read about compensation in the US, you guys have a more aggressive way of compensate account executives or even SDRs. Hmm. Like the general, the base salary for an account executive in Brazil is like 40,000 reais. That is our coin here. I think it's pretty different from you guys in the US, right?
40,000 in Brazilian money. Let's
It is like $15,000.
Yeah, that would be and that's for an account executive role. Is that right?
Yes, for an account executive role.
Wow, interesting. What do you feel like the talent is? I mean, is that compensation equal to the talent? I mean, a lot of people don't know sales that well, or do you feel like just because it's a little bit newer, maybe that compensation is low?
The first thing that you mentioned is right. So if you want to build like a high velocity sales team with wonderful people, you kind of need to grow themselves. You need to grow the talent inside your company. You don't find them ready on the market. Mm. So maybe this is one factor. And the other one that we find out is that in Brazil, only 29% of the salary came from commission. So Brazilian companies, they just are not so aggressive in commission. They don't reward the output and the result that an account executive gets on the end of the month.
Interesting. So it's mostly a base salary then with only a little bit of commission. Most sales comp plans, Steve, you probably know this better than most, it's typically more of a 50-50 split.
Well, and I even had a professional salesperson, kind of a mentor of mine, pull me aside. He said, Steve, a good salesperson would give up that base in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's right. I know a couple of companies who've done that. They've gone for even higher commissions. Yep. But in inside sales, you'd see probably 50-50, 60-40, maybe 70-30. And it sounds like you guys are more in the 70-30. So do you feel like, again, is that compensation just because the talent isn't quite there? Or is it because it's a little newer?
I think it's like a combination of both. Mm. There is not talent ready on the market for you to grab and bring to your company.
Yes.
And also companies are starting to discover the inside sales strategy, the sales development strategy in Brazil.
Mm.
So they are still learning. So I would say we are like 10 years. You guys are 10 years ahead of us in this kind of strategy and compensation.
Interesting. So do you find, when we talk about inside sales there, what type of inside sales are we talking about? You mentioned high velocity. Are you seeing a lot of kind of high transaction, high volume inside sales versus strategic selling? Is that currently what's going on? A little more like telemarketing?
There are both companies. They are doing like, there are companies that are starting to do like inside sales in a consultative and high velocity way, where the SDR and the account set, the account executive really care about the customer journey and want to be, you know, extremely helpful and just to bring the right customer to the company. And we also have companies that see inside sales more like a telemarketing strategy.
Got it.
We, in Meetime, try to educate them in a consultative way.
Got it.
And bring technology to this area.
Got it. So you've got a little bit of both. And then is it mostly right now Brazilian companies doing, you know, sales in Brazil? Is it more international? Or are you getting some outsourced? Do you have some U.S. or North American companies down there operating their sales teams?
There is a few companies, international companies doing inside sales in Brazil. I can mention one that we have a closer relationship. There is Pipedrive. There is from Estonia. Uh-huh. You guys probably know it.
Yes. That's right. Interesting. So they're out there. And then there's a lot of Brazilian companies that are doing either just sales within Brazil or doing international sales. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly that. And doing, again, another deep dive in the CRM, we just found that Pipedrive is the most common CRM in Brazil. That is probably pretty different from you guys in the U.S.
Is that right? Pipedrive, it's the most common CRM. What's number two?
The number two, I don't think Salesforce is another CRM here from Brazil. Maybe Agendor or Plug CRM that are CRMs that are only available in Brazil.
Is that right? Interesting.
It's funny because I remember looking at social media and how that's different, right, in different countries. And you go to someplace like Germany, they just Facebook, not a thing there.
Right?
Not interested in it.
Interesting.
You know, China's got its own little thing.
That's right. China has a bunch of their own stuff.
Yeah.
And Pipedrive was like the CRM for 47% of the companies that we interview.
47%.
So they have a pretty big market share.
Why do you think that is? Why is that such a big one down there? Is it because
they have a big local presence down there? I mean, they're not. Doesn't sound like they're Brazilian, right?
No. They are from Estonia.
Yeah.
So you guys know that. Maybe, and this is our guess, is that he has a really easy interface to use. So companies that are just starting,
they want the bare bones, right? They don't need the complexity.
Yeah, they can just start to use in a really easy way. Maybe that's the main reason he is such a popular CRM here in Brazil.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. So you told us a little bit about the technology. Sounds like Pipedrive's leading. What other, let's just stick on technologies for a minute. What other technologies are people using outside of a CRM? Is there anything, or is it right now basically a CRM and a telephone and an email?
For most companies, it's basically that. They don't use a lot of technology, mainly because there are not a lot of technology companies doing inside sales tools for the Brazilian companies. And sometimes, just for us to pay in dollars and grab a tool from the US is just too much expensive for us the actual conversion from dollar to reais.
That's right. That would be interesting. So it's pretty bare bone. Do you find, one of the things I know I get asked, and sometimes even I've had a couple from our subscribers, do you get an outsourced option? I mean, is there outsourced inside sales teams that if someone was looking to move their shop down south that they could do from the U.S., or is that not very big down there in Brazil?
No, you cannot outsource your inside sales team right now, not in a consultative way.
Yes.
Let's say, okay, insidesales.com is going to start targeting the Brazilian market and going to outsource that to a company that can really bring consultative account executives for companies that use Salesforce. You cannot find this kind of service here.
Interesting. Okay. So that's a little bit about that. You mentioned this concept of sales development. What is the structure that they're typically using? You've got account executives and sales development are kind of picking up steam, or how does the inside sales structure look down there?
For the past 2 years, we saw a lot of companies starting to adopt some kind of sales development strategy. But they are doing mostly in a way that they are trying to qualify the lead and not doing a deep dive in the customer pain point before passing to account executive. I think we are starting in a good way, but we are mainly missing technology.
Got it.
Because what we find in our research is that the account executive, the SDR, is not as productive as one SDR can be in the US. Let me give an example. Here in Brazil, for an account executive receive only leads coming from the SDR, they need from 2 to 3 SDRs per account executive. So the SDR can like book one meeting per day. And I think this is really behind what, from what you guys target there, right?
So you're saying one right now, there's typically a couple SDRs per account executive, and the average number of appointments per SDR rep is sitting at 1. Is that right?
Yes, it's around that.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, we would say, again, depending on the model, an account-based or high velocity, if you're an account-based, if you're an SDR, you're probably in the 4 to 8 range. And if you're in the transactional or high velocity model, you're in the 12 to 24 range. I know that's a decent range, but a lot of different businesses and different models, but I would never see one. And so that would probably be a little bit less productive or efficient.
Well, the other thing that I see is I tend to see more, we'll have more development reps. He seems to have it a different way than we have it. So if I understand correctly, you have one account executive and then several development reps working for that account executive.
Yeah, from 2 to 3 SDRs for one account executive.
We have that flipped. So it's one account executive and then one business development or sales development representative supporting multiple account executives. But again, that depends on what the business model and the needs of the business are.
Yeah, that's right. That is, you can find kind of a bunch of different ones there. So let me kind of finish this up, Diego, just by saying, talk to us a little bit about some of the numbers. You've hit on that briefly, but what did you find when it came to, say, conversion rates or pipeline numbers? Was there any kind of benchmarks that were interesting that you'd like to dive a little deeper in there?
Oh, for sure. One number that we found that is particularly interesting is that the average conversion from deals in the pipeline to customers is 17%. I don't know what you guys get there in the US. I think I have a general idea, but I think it's a little bit higher from what those are achieving here.
Interesting. So that's from just a pipeline to close deals. Is that correct?
Yeah. Like the pipeline that the account executive receive to close deals.
Yeah, that's not too, I mean, most of the time you're going to see, again, that this number always ranges, especially in different kind of high velocity versus account base, but 10 to 25% is usually a really good close rate. And it sounds like you guys are hovering at 17. So that's probably that's not too unlikely, but again, depending on the companies you compare yourself with, tech companies versus agriculture, you might see that number differentiate. Any other numbers kind of jump out at you as surprising or kind of enlightening?
A lot actually. Getting deep, like in activities,
yeah,
we found 62% of the companies we interview have an average less than 20 appointments or demo per account executive per month. So the account executive don't make even like one demo per day or one appointment per day.
Got it. So just overall, when it comes to efficiency and productiveness, there was kind of a surprise in just the overall limits there.
It just sounds to me like we're dealing with a young, yeah.
It may have been an experience.
Salesforce that, you know, a couple years from now.
It's going to be killing it.
Ooh.
And we're seeing it all across. I mean, we've talked to a couple different people from across the world, and inside sales is moving fairly fast, and it sounds like you guys are right on the cusp, and it sounds exciting, Diego, that you guys have helped facilitate some learnings, and I assume there'll be a lot more coming down the pipe. So, Diego, really appreciate it, my man. Interesting findings. Again, it's Diego Wagner. You can find him on LinkedIn right now. He's currently the CEO at Meat Time. Is that, am I getting that right? CEO at Meat Time, Diego?
Yeah, you spell it perfect.
Perfect. So feel free to catch him on LinkedIn. All things Brazil inside sales. Pretty interesting today, Steve.
Absolutely. Well, please listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. You can email us any questions or comments. Ask us about why we want to go to Florianopolis. podcast@insidesales.com. You can find Gabe and I both on Twitter. Gabe is found at Gabe Larson, and I'm at Steve Error. Please also reach out to us on LinkedIn and connect with us there. And feel free to reach out to Diego. And with that, let's get at it.